King Yoshiyahu was trying his best to prevent the inevitable, the destruction of the temple and the destruction of the first Jewish commonwealth. After destroying all the altars for the false gods, the king commanded the entire people and said, since we are now strengthening our service of Hashem, and Pesach is coming, perform the Pesach offering to Hashem before your God, as it is written in the book of the covenant, the Torah. Indeed, a Pesach offering like this had not been performed since the days of the judges, hundreds of years earlier, who judged Israel. And during all the days of the kings of Israel and King Yehuda, nothing was like it. We never had entire people gather to offer the Pesach sacrifice. But in the 18th year of King Yoshiyahu, this Pesach offering was performed to Hashem in Jerusalem. Yoshiyahu eliminated also the mediums, the necromancers, and the teraphim, various objects used for discerning the future, the idols, all the detestations that had been seen in Yehuda and Yerushalayim, in order to fulfill the words of the Torah which were written in the scroll that Hilkiah the priest found in the house of Hashem. There was no one like him. It's a big statement. V'chamayu lehoya lefanav melech. A king who returned to the Lord with all his heart and with all his soul and with all his might, in accordance with the entire Torah of Moshe. And after him, there was no one like him. V'acharav lo kam kamoh. Even in comparison to other kings of Yehuda, Yoshiyahu was an exceptionally righteous individual and was decisive in the sake of Hashem. However, Hashem did not relent from his anger, in that his wrath had inflamed against Yehuda because of all the vexations which Menashe, who's Yoshiyahu's grandfather, vexed him. Even all the good deeds did not outweigh Menashe's 52 years of wickedness. Hashem said, Yehuda as well, I will remove from before me as I removed Israel, the northern kingdom. I will spurn the city that I've chosen, Yerushalayim, and the house which I said my name will be there. It's already been decreed in the days of Menashe that Yerushalayim and the temple would be destroyed. The fate was sealed. The rest of the matters of Yoshiyahu and everything he did are written in the book of Chronicles. During his days, Paro Necho, king of Egypt, went up to war against the king of Assyria by the Euphrates River. Now, this was one of the last attempts of an Egyptian king to initiate a decisive battle against a northern power. Paro Necho traveled all the way to the Euphrates to initiate a large campaign against Syria, which is a big journey. King Yoshiyahu went to meet him to stop the Egyptian army. He was told by the prophet not to do this, but he did it. And Paro Necho ordered his soldiers to put Yoshiyahu to death in Megiddo when he saw him. His servants transported him dying. He was obviously shot by something in a chariot from Megiddo, and they brought him to Yerushalayim and buried him in his grave. The people of the land took Yehoahaz, son of Yoshiyahu, anointed him, and crowned him in his father's place. We will see in the book Yirmiyahu an entire chapter of the eulogy that Yirmiyahu recites about Yoshiyahu. He literally calls him Ruach HaPeinu Mashiach Hashem, the anointed one of God. Yoshiyahu had some of the qualities of Mashiach himself. He tried to protect the Jewish people from the Egyptians who would travel through them, unfortunately to his own detriment. He was the last hope of Yehuda. Now, after his death, the kingdom undergoes a final downward spiral. It will survive a few years, but you could see it literally disintegrating as we read. Yehoahaz was 23 years old when he became king. He reigned a mere 3 months. His mother was Chamutal, daughter of Yirmiyahu of Livna. He did evil in the eyes of Hashem, like everything his ancestors did, not his father. Pharaoh Necho, that same king, incarcerated him at Rivla in the land of Hamat, a city in northern Syria, so that he would not reign in Yerushalayim. He imposed a fine upon all the land of 100 talents of silver and 1 talent of gold, which was a huge fine. As a demonstration of his control, Pharaoh Necho crowned Eliakim, son of Yoshiyahu, Yoyachaz's brother, in place of Yoshiyahu, his father. And he changed his name from Eliakim to Yehoyakim. So now we have two brothers. One's name is one's name is Jehoahaz and one is Jehoiakim. He took Jehoahaz in captivity and he came to Egypt and Jehoahaz died there. Jehoiakim gave the silver and gold to Pharaoh. He oversaw the payment of the fine. He did not pay it out of his own pocket. Rather, he assessed the residents of the land to give the silver according to the command of Pharaoh. He demanded silver and gold for the people of the land, each according to how much he believed the person could pay. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he became king. He reigned for 11 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name, because he was only a half a brother to Jehoahaz, his mother's name was Zavudah, daughter of Pedaya of Ruma. He did evil in the eyes of Hashem, like everything his father did. And we'll see the end, unfortunately, in the next two chapters.